Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I will be on screen in a minute after I get what clearly is jelly off of my screen. And I know that Renee is laughing at me right now. Oh, good. She's not online. Good. Okay, Ginger's laughing. That's good.
I'm here for you.
Thank you. I'm like, I can only hear Renee saying hot mess, something to that nature.
I can't with you. I was going to text you, then you said it out loud. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. This is an official recorded meeting, too. Jelly and all, girl.
This meeting is being recorded. It's for note reasons. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
So there clearly aren't enough boxes yet for everybody to be here. So we'll wait maybe another minute or two, if that's okay. Cool. I don't know if we have more people coming. Renee, can you give me an idea of who is missing? I got some weird thing on here where I can't see everybody.
Jennifer did RSVP. It looks like the bulk is here already, though.
Okay. I forget. I guess this is a smaller committee. So,
okay. This is a baby committee compared to the larger one. So, yeah, I think you're pretty good. And you have quorum.
I think Reed is not here. That's the only one I can think of.
Okay. I think it's part of the discussion today. So, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's not on here, but I feel like we should just do introductions. I don't know that everybody gets to see and talk to everybody else. So, I'm Rebecca Holder. I'm the Vice Chancellor for Institutional Advancement and Economic Development. Jeff, do you want to go? And then Hussein, and then we can roll through the colleges in whatever order you want to.
Sure. Jeff Kotz, Executive Director for the Riverside Community College District Foundation.
Good morning. This is Hussein, Associate Vice Chancellor, Facilities of Planning and Development. Virginia.
Virginia White, Faculty, Biology at RCC.
Trayvon or Vivian, whoever gets to, or Janelle, whoever gets to unmute faster.
Janelle Wortman, Facility Utilization Coordinator for RCC.
I am Trayvon Bell, go by Trey. I'm the Director of Facilities at NARCO. Sure.
Thank you. Vivian.
Morning, happy Friday. Vivian Harris, Public Services Librarian at NARCO College.
Thank you. And Renee, just to chime in with more than a laugh.
I'm Renee Vigil, Executive Admin Assistant to the Vice Chancellor of Institutional Advancement of Economic and Economic Development. You know, we love long titles at the district. So happy Friday, everybody.
Yay. So thank you. We'll go ahead and do previous minutes from the November meeting. I don't know if anybody has questions, comments, but if we could get a motion, a second, and move that one through.
I move to accept the minutes from the last meeting. That's Virginia.
Thank you.
Harris.
Thank you. And I'm going to do it the way that Dr. Isak does it. Are there any abstentions? Any nays? Okay, then we can move those forward. See, Vivian gets to see that DSPC, right? That guy's funny sometimes. Okay. Topics for discussion. We, one of the things that the collective, the district is doing is going through all of the APs. Some of the BPs haven't even been updated. All of chapter four, which is the area under advancement, has been reviewed. All the, those BPs were done, I think right around 21 was the last update. Actually, I could probably see what sometimes when you have a hard copy in front of you, you can look at things. Yeah, December 21 is when it went through board approval. So the APs haven't necessarily been updated. And so now we're going through, again, collectively across the district, and I'm trying to get those that are in chapter 410. Facilities naming is a board approved committee separate from most of the DSPC committees. There's an AP that attaches and it talks about all of our roles and responsibilities and what we do. So wanted to bring it forward to this group. I'm gonna hand it over to Jeff so that he can kind of lead us through this conversation. He's got some talking points. This is not going to be your only opportunity. So as things come up, please let us know. I mean, they're APs, so we can always go back and review them, but would like to try to move a draft forward so that General Counsel knows that we're working on it. So at this point, I'm going to be quiet, and Jeff, the floor is yours.
All right. Okay, I'm trying to share my screen. Is it the board? The
it's up. AP?
Okay. Yep. All right. So I don't know how many of you had a chance to read through this already, but there's a few places where I think we could do some editing or suggest some edits to strengthen the document. And Rebecca, I know you have a few items too that you'd like to point out. The first page here, I don't see anything that really needs any attention. But if anyone else does under items one or two, it's pretty straightforward, I think.
So I have like lawyerly questions, which I am going to have separately with Keith. Of what is a facility? And I think Hussein would appreciate having a definition there. And part of that came from a conversation with folks at Norco relative to, does a bench qualify as a facility, right? So I think that's a side question. I don't think we need to delve into that right now because we do have a separate path for the colleges to follow, but I think we want a definition at some point or other aspects, which is also in that first line of item one. So that's the only thing that I would point out there. And that's just a, I mentioned it to Hussein when the first question came up from Norco and we both went, what's a facility? And we went, dang. So, but we still think we've got a path. It's not a problem. On number two, I didn't know if we wanted that to match the other DSPC committees or if this should be a small group. So there's not broad representation in the board AP, and it could happen that there would almost be no representation from all three colleges. We happen to have it. Thank you, Felipe, for joining. We happen to have it, but it's not the way that it's written. It doesn't have to happen that way, which is different than the way the DSPC committees are set up. But I also don't know if this committee should be the size of some of those DSPC committees. So I wanted to posit that for maybe discussion, maybe not determination today, but I don't know if anybody has any thoughts there.
Doesn't sound like it.
So I have a question. So Rebecca, what you're saying, this is a task force, not necessarily a subcommittee of DSPC. Is that correct?
No, this is a board appointed committee that also happens to be tied to the DSPC structure.
Okay.
So this committee would exist, at least the way the APs are written now, this committee would exist regardless of DSPC.
Gotcha.
I just don't know if the membership should align. I don't know, from a faculty perspective, does it matter? I mean, facilities are...
Just, well, did the This is a board committee. Did the board have anything in mind about its representation? Did they give any recommendations themselves?
I don't, well, so this is an AP, so it goes through the chancellor. So the board requires that a committee be formed, but not necessarily the makeup of that committee. The AP was crafted internally, and frankly, probably the way that this was written and when it was written probably predates ESOC. It might predate ESOC, but maybe definitely in the chancellor's office, but maybe even within the institution. I don't know that anybody has had depth of conversation on the structure of this committee.
Well, it sounds like that's the first step. Reach out to the chancellor and see what his vision is for the committee's membership. He might pitch it back to DSBC to have a discussion about that. But I think that's probably where we start.
Does this committee have a recommendation though? Because I'd rather take him a recommendation of we want to keep it the same for X reasons, or we think it should match DSBC because continuity or other reasons.
Well, we want all constituent group representations to begin with, right?
Right.
Then there, you know, we can get a little bit further into the weeds about what that means for faculty, like what are the most appropriate faculty and so on and so forth. I don't know that I have a recommendation on facilities naming in terms of faculty. At this point, it would be any faculty interested in participating. To that end.
Well, is it necessary for faculty to be on this committee? I would say yes, but.
I'm going to hop in as faculty and say yes. Right. Yeah. I think it is. And I think as defined here, that it should be a faculty from each college in the district as determined by the college president in consultation with the Academic Senate. That gives the Academic Senate a voice in who that is. And, you know, that presumably they come with a purpose or a reason why they would be the best fit for it. So it seems appropriate to me.
I like that.
Yeah, the Senate would have appointed all faculty to all these committees to begin with. And yeah, they would be the ones to look at, okay, what is the appropriateness of the appointment to each committee.
So it sounds like we're okay with the structure then, and we're not going to recommend changes.
I agree with the structure.
Cool. Okay, thank you. I said I was going to be quiet. Jeff, go, stop.
Oh, no, you're doing great. So I think the next one that I have on my list, you and I both wanted to talk about under general guidance 4C, should this be non-college specific? Is that about the, let's see, be helpful if I scroll down there for you. Yeah, so this 4C, I'm not quite sure what the operational experts are, but Hussein, you probably would be that person, or is there someone at each college?
We have a number of facilities that are not tied to the college itself. So part of my thought of removing the college bound information, or its college and or appropriate. Like we need to tweak that a little bit because we want Jeff to have the freedom and flexibility to get funds for naming of anything, even if it's not specific and tied to a college. So Hussein, I don't know if you have any specifics there.
I don't at this point, to be honest. Just have to think it through a little bit.
I mean, Trey, would the area administrator in theory be facilities? Who, because if it's, I mean, it's a facility thing. You're not talking about knowing depth of information in STEM or English or right from a discipline perspective. So does the operational expert by default become facilities or maybe the VP of planning or business?
I think For our campus, it'll more likely be the VP of business. And then they will, if they have, you know, need recommendations, they will come to facilities. That's typically in this situation what would happen here at Norco. So I would assume that's similar at other campuses as well.
Janelle, same?
Yeah, probably. I would agree.
Okay, so maybe it should just tie it back to the VP of the appropriate designated area. Because Janelle, would that be business or would it be planning at RCC?
Yeah, it would be the VP of Business Services.
Okay. Felipe, do you happen to know if it would be MEG or VP Business over at Marina Valley? I mean, I know that's where facilities reports to, but
yeah, it seems likely.
Yes.
I don't know who else would. Maybe if VP Askar confers with the president, maybe they thing, but otherwise it'd be hurt.
So maybe we want to tweak that language a little bit to reflect the VP coordinating with, and then it's the VP / ABC, because then it ties to Hussein, then you're brought into it, your office, yep, on all of the district, yes, not college specific.
Right. Yeah. And that's typical here at Norco. Dr. Collins is our vice president of business services. He would come to me for recommendation, mm-hmm, he would consult our president, and he would reach out to Hussein's office and talk to Hussein.
Okay.
And we'll come to a consensus and move forward from there at that point.
Okay. So maybe Jeff and Hussein, you can tweak that language a little bit to reflect kind of what the group, to make sure that it's both the VPs and the ABCs respectively, because I think the rest of it flows correctly.
Sure. I can put some sentences together and send over to you.
Yeah, sounds good.
I don't know if there's anything in D that you see there. A building name should include the function of that facility in its title. I'm not sure how, if we do that consistently, but any thoughts on that?
I don't know that we have an example.
Yeah. I couldn't think of anything, but it just occurred to me that.
Well, how do, like, one of the things that came up as I was reading this is programs are named. Like, and I believe it includes academic programs.
Right.
I don't, are there new, I mean, of course, there's been new academic programs, but in theory, that is approved. It doesn't need to, I don't think it should go through the facilities naming group, right? But if you added, a discipline, when it came to, would it have to go through this committee the way that it's set up? Like, I don't know how it goes through now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw a couple of examples. We have at Riverside City College, right? We have the Kane Building, Dr. Charles Kane Administration Building, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the administration building, right? You have the Coyle School of the Arts. So it's named before Coyle, who was a donor, but then also talks about the function of the building, which is the being an art, art building. The latest one we just opened in the fall last year was the life science, physical science. Well, that's a renovation, but named now business law and CIS, or construction, and computer information system building. It's like two buildings, right? And that name was not named before any person, right? Or any, but it was a program, one wing was for the business law, the other wing was for the CIS, which is computer information system. That decision made through the college, and the chancellor was part of that process.
Yeah, I can talk to him about that, but that's not the way the AP is written, that he just gets to decide that it has to go through. It says retains authority for naming all facilities, events,
right,
programs, and then the board delegates how he has to set this up. So right. Do we want to pull that? Like, should that be pulled out because it's an academic thing and it's going to them? The board is approving the name. It's just not coming through this committee. So they're still retaining the approval of it. I just want to make sure that there's a box checking of, and maybe it gets included here. And this is something I can talk to Keith about offline, unless you all think I'm jumping into a rabbit hole, but I don't think this committee today or in the future wants to approve the naming of academic programs that have gone, right?
Right.
I don't think Ginger, I've seen Ginger's head shake that fast. Yeah. That's,
well, yeah. All the conversations that we've had since I've been a part of the committee is talking about naming things after people, not right. after programs. And so right. like my assumption was that when a building is built, whoever is involved in the construction of the building, whatever program is involved in that gets a say mm-hmm. in what the name of that building is. And then if somebody donates a bunch of money to parts of it or to the whole building, then we have a then we have a conversation about putting their name in addition to. So like, yes. Not that I don't know whether Mr. Kane or his family donated money, but I'm saying like that's the administration building. It's named for Kane. So that we would have the conversation about the name, the Kane part of that name, if that was the donation, right. But that would be it.
So that part's not, I don't think that part's clear in here. So I think maybe we want to add, and I can talk to Keith about it. So we'll just make sure that it's in the notes. I think we want to add a section of, unless it is an honorific or an honorary or philanthropic naming program, you know, program naming goes through. And then I don't know if that's a separate AP, like that's a different can of worms that I'm maybe opening. So, cause I don't think we want to name, Trio's a bad example, Phoenix Scholars, right? Like that's a, the colleges have differentiated some program namings. And I don't think that that's necessarily something that we want to see. Okay. So that's something I will have an offline conversation about, but it did come up in that section. There's also some, just as a side, there's some general cleanup where we need to add or property or add commas appropriate. So there'll be some cleanup on this document too.
I think they could probably, we could put a sentence somewhere in one of the opening paragraphs of the or policy or the AP, just to, that just says this committee deals with honorific and philanthropic namings. So,
yes.
Okay. Unless
otherwise requested by the chancellor, because then it leaves us the out of being able to help on other things if it comes up. Mm-hmm. So, Jeff, to your point, I think that's an easy solution, but leave the other because he may need a group that he hands it to facilitate something. I don't know why, but. It leaves a little flexibility. What's
next? Let's see. Letter, let's see, F. I think that's pretty clear. I'm kind of sort of sifting through this because we have there's a naming that we approved last fall that we're still getting kind of stuck in the weeds on getting the plaque actually put up for the Chef Bobby in culinary school because it was an honorary naming. So the president kind of walks that through. If it's a philanthropic, then our office sort of walks it through. And then if it's honorary, then it's paid for out of the district budget, I believe it says later on in this document. But I don't think if there's anything else in that one that you want to talk about, we can.
Jeff, I have just comment on E and regarding the plaque. We always, once we open a new project, we have a building and plaque, and that's recognized the Board of Trustees and Chancellor and the President. We have a standard, design standard that's inherited. It's not part of our district standard, but something we've been using over the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as it could be. It doesn't have any credential for the board. You know, there's no like board president or secretary or what have you. It just lists all the board members and lists the president and the chancellor. And that's really applies for, you know, major renovation, you know, new projects and so forth. So we have those, you know, we add that, but it's not named before any person or in memorial of anyone. Just wanted everyone to be aware of that.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else in item four? Not, we can move on. In five, I didn't see anything in there, Rebecca, that needs to get tweaked. That one's pretty clear to me, but any of you have questions, we can talk about them.
It would only be for clarification on honorary namings that we probably want to talk about having a term, that they're not in perpetuity. And potentially on our building namings. I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm not aware of any namings that have gone through that have been for terms. I think all the ones that I'm aware of are they've been there. There's no.
I think part of the reason this comes up is because you have some buildings that are coming down in across multiple of the colleges, and some of those buildings have names on them.
Right.
And I think that's why some of the colleges are saying, "What do we do? Do we switch to a plaque?" Which is what happens when when Kane got built, Noble came down. Now there's a plaque somewhere in Kane outside of the president's office about recognizing Noble. Cool. When the Powell building comes down, the business building is going to come down at some point. RCC is going to have to determine where they're going to put a plaque for Alan Powell. Trey, I know there's a couple of buildings at Norco that we've talked about that are.
Yeah, our plan with Vice President of Business Services and our president here at the college, the executive cabinet for our campus discussed that whenever we demolish, like we're demolishing our CAT building and we're relocating those programs to the STEM Center, that we'll create a plaque and place it in the STEM Center somewhere. We will designate a wall or something to place that plaque on. And it would do the same, like for example, we get a planter donated to the college or a tree. And for some reason, because we're doing construction, that tree has to be uprooted. We may end up creating a plaque and putting it on our legacy wall in our CSS 217 room. But that's our plan here at our campus. We also have plaques that we just happen to don't know what was written on it because it's faded from wear and tear from the sun and things like that. So we would reach out to the foundation and ask if they have that information. If they don't, we would just, at the end of the day, we don't know what it says.
Yeah.
And so also for a bench, we have a bench on our campus that was donated to us. We consider that an asset, not necessarily a facility.
See, so. Yes. And this is great. Like, yeah. I would love it to stay as an asset and not a facility, because then it keeps it out of our space, right, for here. And it allows the colleges to move and do within flexibility. And I did have a conversation with Michael, and it was like this wall that he's talking about. And hopefully, Jeff, he's talked with you about it. It ties with the president's circle and some of her goals. I just, I think Norco and Riverside specifically, because they've got names on buildings that are being impacted. I think both have either existing or plans forward that are really good and align and then tie forward with other philanthropic opportunities, which is really great. So I thank you for sharing that. I knew Michael was working on some stuff, so that's really great. Okay. What else?
So item six and seven kind of help guide us when there's, you know, a building comes down, if there's a name, and we're not obligated to keep that name on the new building. But, you know, I think there's some, you know, communications that would often be done with family members if they're any still alive from associated with that naming. Also, any other questions about that, those sections, six or seven? And then on signage, let's see. Sorry, I'm not keeping up with my scrolling responsibilities. So the only I guess kind of gets to what we just talked about, Rebecca. The last paragraph of eight, all areas where students, staff, and public gather, you know, these public, you know, these assets, not necessarily public facilities. I mean, I would love to see that part go away and just leave that up to the colleges. But yeah, I don't know how the rest of you feel.
My general preference is to leave as much to the colleges as possible. So if there is a plaque or a bench, to Trey's point, that you all want to move, you should be able to do that.
Yeah, just another informational item too. Wendy, my assistant director, and I have been doing some initial research on, because I know there, some of the colleges are talking about putting in donor walls and so on, but one of the things we want to encourage people to consider is there are these virtual recognition walls that are very handy, and also the ones that are fixed on, you can put them on so they're more like screens that are embedded onto the wall or attached that can be easily updated from an office somewhere. If someone is a new donor comes and gives a gift, it can be easily added just from the computer, and then it will show up. And they can be scrolling through, or they can be, you know, just up there. But I think students are probably more likely to look at those because they're used to looking at screens. anyway,
I think you can also post those on your sites though too, to
recognize
your donors. So yeah,
websites, there's a web recognition that walls, or not walls, but ways to acknowledge gifts. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's everything on my list.
I know this was a quick review. Again, it's an AP, so it's going to go through 400 other people. We're happy to bring this back. At a future meeting, but this group is not going to be slated to meet again until probably August, September, October. So I'm happy to email any draft out to provide comments, but I would like, I mean, from a staff perspective, I do need to keep this moving forward. Does that work for everybody that I can send it out to you all? We won't say that you've approved it because you haven't. Unless you're comfortable with it, we could take an electronic vote at some point. Because I do, my hope is to have this at least for a potential first read at DSPC in May and or June so that it can come back in the fall. So I could bring it back to you all at our fall meeting. I don't know that that would be in advance of DSPC's second read though. Vivian, do you really want to review it before it goes to DSPC?
My computer must be loving this meeting because it's just sending all these emojis. So, yes, but thumbs up over here.
Wow, she really wants to.
I'm on a device I normally don't use, so I'm just glad it's working and it's like not freezing or doing things. I'm like, oh, these things. I was trying to do the thumb and then everything else came. But I will read through whatever you give me if you need me to. No problem.
Thank you. So I guess the intent is that we'll try to get a draft done before the end of the month, but let's say early May, we'll get it all out to you because we'll try to make DSPC in May, but I'll probably aim for June. Is there a June meeting? Felipe? Who knows? Oh, Hussein knows there's a June meeting. Okay. I'm like, somebody has to know if there's a June meeting.
I have 12 items going to that board, so yes, I know.
Whoa. Yes. Whoa.
In a preparation for the bond, yes, 12 items.
To DSPC?
Probably one or two to DSPC, but the rest just consent items.
Just one or two to DSPC. That's fine. But I want to go to DSP. I guess I want to go before you is what I'm saying. So we'll get a draft together. We'll get it out to the group in advance of it being agendized and going to DSPC and get me updated comments, again, just on the AP. So we'll redline what we talked about and we'll go from there. We'll have our next meeting would be, again, or probably fall sometime, early fall, unless there's some magical gift that Jeff gets that we don't know about that somebody wants to put their name on a building, which he could do. I have
full. We're working on it.
Awesome. Okay, anything else on the AP, BP in general? Okay. Anything for future meetings? I feel like the colleges have enough to go with to be able to work with buildings and whatnot.
Yeah, I just like just to find out what the clarification is on what's a facility, because, you know, like I said, our campus take, you know, the donation.
It's an asset.
It's an asset.
They're different. Yeah, no, you've coded it as an asset. Hussein, yeah. Right? That's an asset. That's not a facility. Yeah, see? Yeah. Agreement. It's great. So yeah, keep going until something that and that's the direction we're going. So
okay.
you'll be good.
We had a donor probably like a month ago come to our campus. They donated some artwork from their family, and it had to be relocated because we had to do some renovations in our library. We had a flood a couple of years ago, and we had to relocate that. And are we supposed to notify the families? Okay. Yeah, because they were upset, and I'm like, well, it's here. Yeah. I just relocated it.
No, once they gave it to you, it was yours, unless they committed you to a location.
Okay.
And that would have been in writing somewhere. So no, once they gave it to you, it was yours. Like if somebody got a piano and then they had to move the piano.
Okay.
Right. That's why I think those are assets.
Yes, correct.
Like a bench.
Yep.
And trees die sometimes.
That's true.
As long as we replant them and like keep the carbon, right? Like,
yep,
it's good. Okay, anything else on the APBP? Solid, we'll keep moving forward then. Anything for future meetings? We'll bring this back. There might be some discussion following DSPC, so that'll come up maybe in the fall. And then maybe there'll be some movement on a name or two on Jeff's side, so. We'll see what agenda, if there are agenda items, Hussein, especially on your side, is now that the bond is moving, if there are things that, please just let us know.
I'll do.
Thank you. Other than that, I don't think there are any next steps. If other things come up, please let us know. We can agendize them, and Renee will follow up early in the fall to get something on our calendars. Awesome. Don't tell anyone you have extra minutes back.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good one. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.